Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we focus on building confidence in small businesses, how entrepreneurs are adapting to inflation, and why building community may be the key to growth in 2026. Joining me right now is Vice President of LinkedIn, Greg Willis. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Greg.
Mark, thanks for having me. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Greg, let's just start with the big picture. What does the latest data from LinkedIn and the Small Business Index tell us about how small business owners are feeling as we head toward 2026?
Well, Mark, inflation and rising costs are putting immense pressure on all businesses right now. And we're also seeing that buyer behavior continues to change, but confidence among small business owners remains high. According to LinkedIn data, 65% of SMBs are optimistic about growing their businesses in the next 12 months, and an equal 65% are confident about finding new customers and revenue streams. Growth is critical in any economy, but it looks a little different right now. It has to be more intentional, connected, and community-driven. This will be a key trend we'll continue to see in 2026.
Now, inflation obviously has been a major concern for small businesses over the past few years. What are some of the most common ways entrepreneurs are adapting to keep their doors open and stay competitive?
I got to tell you, entrepreneurs are leaning into technology right now. If you think about it, millennials and Gen Z now make up over 70% of B2B buyers. So building trust and visibility with this group is critical to success. And we know technology is king for small business in three ways: working smarter, making data-driven decisions, and building stronger customer relationships. Companies are now combining AI and technology with authenticity to create meaningful connections. They're using data and digital tools to keep pace with shifting buying behavior and finding new opportunities for growth. They're using platforms like LinkedIn to find clients, to learn from their peers, to better support their business decisions. At the end of the day, technology isn't just helping entrepreneurs adapt, it's helping them grow as we head into the new year.
Greg, I like the idea of entrepreneurs being optimistic. I am one of those that had a business in 2008, and I was not very optimistic at times with my small business. But with inflation being the headline and thinking about these numbers, the confidence is improving. But what's behind that renewed optimism?
I think what they're finding is they're getting smarter about how they're engaging their customers and the information they're using to grow their business. They're finding customers in places they haven't before because they've got more reach. They're using digital technology to reach out to customers. They're being more prescriptive in targeting them and finding greater connection and greater ROI in the investments they're making in engaging and marketing their businesses. So I think the confidence comes from the progress they've made in the past few years and the opportunities that technology is providing them to engage these customers in new and more efficient ways.
When we talk about technology and we talk about communication, in some ways, we have gotten away from real conversations and face-to-face, eye-to-eye conversations. But LinkedIn's data also shows that nearly 8 in 10 business leaders believe their brand moments come from real conversations. Why are authenticity and transparency resonating so much right now?
Well, we all know that trust is at the foundation of any good business relationship. People want to buy from brands they feel are real and human. And LinkedIn offers multiple ways to establish and reinforce trust with your customers. One key way is with a company page. They're free, they're simple, and they help build credibility. They help improve your search visibility and can serve as a home base for marketing your brand. And also, premium pages now are verifiable and can signal with customers that your business is credible and trustworthy. They also offer advanced features to enhance your marketing efforts. A lot of customers are also leveraging thought leadership to put a face to the company and provide insights and information to help customers build trust in the company, the leadership, and what they're bringing to the marketplace.
And Greg, technology has changed the way small businesses operate clearly. What are some more examples of how entrepreneurs are using digital tools, whether it's social media, analytics, or other online communities, to reach new customers or streamline their business?
A lot of companies are coming to the digital space to really refine their targeting. They're using insights to identify who are the key decision makers. Particularly in large companies, it's not just a single buyer. It's actually a buying group. So how do you identify who are those decision makers that will help buy or support the purchase of your product? So if you can identify those key decision makers, also use technology to create better content and more impactful content, whether that's through thought leadership, through education, or different execution of your marketing message to really engage them in new ways. It really helps build a greater connection and increases your measure of success when you're marketing to your customer base.
At the beginning of this conversation, you mentioned a couple of generations and their activity when it comes to technology. Many small business owners can feel intimidated, and maybe some of the older of the generations by technology, or they don't know where to start, and they still have a small business. They still have the passion to move forward and to grow. What advice would you give those owners about taking the first step toward digital transformation?
Yeah, I'll give you three simple steps. And number one is it starts with building a company page on LinkedIn. Like I mentioned, it's free, it's simple, it helps build credibility. And really, businesses really need to be able to reach customers and stay competitive and grow. So you start with your company page, and then from the company page, you start small and scale strategically. Create content, as we talked about, and use the tools to promote this content so you can reach your audience and broaden your audience. You can also promote content from other industry experts who may be speaking about similar topics. And then lastly, this is a critical one, leverage events. Whether virtual or in person, events are proven growth drivers. And we recently introduced new enhancements to our event tools to make sure that you can scale your events to help drive growth.
What excitement does this generate in you, Greg, seeing the advancement in technology and the way that it can help entrepreneurs, small business owners?
I think it's an unlock for the next generation of businesses. I think there's two sides to this. Number one, technology as an enabler, helping businesses work smarter, more efficient, and be more productive. So that fuels growth. But I also see there's a new generation of businesses being fueled by technology, whether it's through AI, cybersecurity, and things like that. And there's a whole new generation of small businesses that are going to be fueling the future of the economy. So technology has this great role in helping us equip the current customers and current marketplace, but also fueling future growth in the business area.
My wife is a seamstress. She does alterations on clothing, and so she wants customers to be long-term. And when we think about the data that showed that over 30% of small business owners are still worried about not having enough leads or sales, what strategies are you seeing work best right now to attract those customers and keep them engaged long-term?
I think it starts with understanding who your customer is, being very prescriptive and thoughtful around where you meet them, and connecting them in the moments that matter most. Really broadening your net, using technology to identify where you can find them, how you can engage them, and what information you can share that will bring them closer to your business and help them learn more about how you can help them in whatever service they may need from you. I think those are kind of the simple steps that all businesses need to do to really drive sustainable growth moving into the future.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Greg Willis. He is Vice President of LinkedIn. As we're focusing on Small Business Saturday, which is coming up soon, and we think about every local purchase, every kind word, and every shared post online that makes a difference, we want to lift up our local shops, our restaurants, our service providers who pour their hearts into our communities every day. And Greg, if you'll stick with me, we're going to talk about Small Business Saturday as well as building community and brand trust, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. The Athens Bible School for the Students Golf Tournament has been rescheduled to Monday, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club in Athens. Registration starts at 10:15 with lunch from Southern Table at 10:30 and tea time at 11:30. It's going to be a great day of fellowship and fun that helps support Athens Bible School students and teachers. Get your team registered or become a sponsor today at athensbibleschool.org or call 256-232-3525. That's the For the Students Golf Tournament, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club, and we'll see you on the course. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
city works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to have Greg Willis on the line with me. He is Vice President at LinkedIn as we talk about Small Business Saturday, which is right around the corner, and we're talking about building community and brand trust as well. And Greg, community engagement seems to be a big theme in the findings that you have. Why is connecting locally through events, collaborations, and causes such a powerful part of business growth?
I think, as we talked earlier, I think, you know, trust is at the foundation of any good business relationship. And I think particularly in the community, people want to know what your business does. They want to know that they're working with someone they can trust. They want to make sure that your business is legitimate, is going to help them further whatever opportunity they're trying to pursue. So the more you can engage with the community and share information about what you do, help them learn more about you, the greater that connection and the bond becomes between you and your community, the more effective it becomes in furthering that business relationship that you want to establish as you move forward.
Storytelling has been a key to the growth of the Mark White Show. And as we think about storytelling being a key to brand building, what makes a small business story stand out online today? And how can owners use storytelling to create trust in the community?
Storytelling is all about authenticity. It's all about having a genuine conversation about an event or an opportunity and having that resonate with your audience. I think that goes back to kind of building your brand and building your company and what you stand for in your customer's mindset. So being an effective storyteller and being authentic, I think people want to make sure that there's genuineness in the stories that you tell. And I think this comes back to that conversation we had earlier around building trust. At the end of the day, people want to work with businesses that they can trust, that they feel are authentic, and that can support them in addressing the needs that they have as they move forward.
I know that LinkedIn has to be looking at metropolitan areas as well as rural areas and how their application can be used in both. From your perspective, how are small business owners blending online presence with in-person relationships, especially in smaller towns or tight-knit communities like mine here in North Alabama?
I think a lot of companies are leveraging LinkedIn as a point to communicate with their and inform their community around events or programs that they're having. We also talk about leveraging events as part of their marketing platform. Now, you can do some of these live and you can do some of these virtually to really connect your company with your community. I think whether they're virtual or in person, events are growth drivers. You know, and the more you can engage with your community and your audience, the greater opportunity there is for them to learn about you and continue to grow your business.
Greg, let's take a look at Small Business Saturday and how business owners can make the most of this national spotlight and turn it into a long-term growth opportunity.
I think Small Business Saturday has become a major launch point for a lot of small businesses. It's an opportunity for you to kind of communicate with your audience and help the community know what you do, but also to inform them maybe about new things that you're doing and services you may be able to provide or opportunities you may be able to support. Small Business Saturday has become a big thing on the platform for companies to promote what they do, maybe share new insights and help people learn more about them. But ultimately, it's around really engaging your audience in new ways and helping to broaden your network, maybe beyond your local community to a broader audience.
Greg, I have no doubt that right now we have business owners listening who may be tired or stretched thin. What's one encouraging message or practical step that they can take today to help build momentum, shift maybe their thoughts of being tired or being stretched thin as business owners?
I think the main thing for business, time is a valuable commodity. If they can use the platform or technology to simplify tasks or reduce tasks or making them more efficient, That's the amplifier you need to fuel your growth moving forward. I think we're all stretched in some way and in some areas, but if you can find one or two ways to leverage either LinkedIn or technology or AI to simplify the tasks you have on your plate, that is an amplifier to give you more time to focus on other things and the other parts of your life as well.
Greg, one of the things I like to do with my guests is find out who made a positive impact in their life, who helped them get on the path that they're on. And clearly you are in a great position as Vice President LinkedIn. Who helped get you there?
I've had quite a few mentors and advocates over my career. I'll actually call out one, is a gentleman named Randy Melville. He was a boss of mine early in my career. He gave me some real hard feedback and helped me think about things differently, challenged me to step out of my comfort zone and do things differently. And that really helped me to kind of propel my career to different levels.
And Greg, getting back to what we're talking about, where can listeners go to learn more about the research and explore how LinkedIn can help small businesses connect and grow?
Yes, you can visit linkedin.com/small business to see all of our tools and resources designed to help small business owners market and grow their business.
Greg Willis, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today. I appreciate your time and your thoughts, and I hope that this is an encouragement to small business owners, not just in Alabama, but across the country and even the world.
Mark, thanks for your time today.
As we've heard today, small business owners are doing what they've always done. That's finding ways to adapt, to connect, and to keep going no matter what challenges come their way. Inflation may still be a reality, but community, creativity, and technology are helping entrepreneurs write a new story, one that's built on connection and resilience. A big thank you to Greg Willis, Vice President at LinkedIn, for joining me today and sharing these insights. And with Small Business Saturday coming up soon, I want you to remember that every local purchase, every kind word, and every shared post online makes a difference. Let's lift up our local shops, our restaurants, and service providers who pour their heart into our communities every single day. Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a positive impact in our communities, not just in Alabama, but across the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Athens Bible School for the Students Golf Tournament has been rescheduled to Monday, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club in Athens. Registration starts at 10:15 with lunch from Southern Table at 10:30 and tea time at 11:30. It's going to be a great day of fellowship and fun that helps support Athens Bible School students and teachers. Get your team registered or become a sponsor today at athensbibleschool.org or call 256-232-3525.
That's the For the Students Golf Tournament, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club, and we'll see you on the course. Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.